This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 14, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Baseball, Roger Clemens, and steroids were the focus of the mainstream media on Capitol Hill yesterday, but aviation interests had another story to follow. A growing tide of runway incursions at the busiest U.S. airports was a hot topic for the House Subcommittee on Aviation. In written testimony, Hank Krakowski, Chief Operating Officer of the FAA's Air Traffic Organization, told lawmakers, quote, "I am pleased to report that 2007 was the safest year yet for aviation in our nation's history. But while we have made improvements with the most serious of the runway incursions, overall runway incursions increased in fiscal year 2007 to 370, up from 330 in fiscal 2006. While most of these incursions pose little or no risk to the public, the FAA continues to seek ways to improve awareness, training, and technologies, and we look forward to our collaboration with airlines, airports, air traffic control, and pilot unions, and aerospace manufacturers to curb runway incursions," unquote. The FAA's rosy assessment of its own focus on runway safety wasn't shared by others testifying before the committee. Phil Boyer, president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, disputed FAA figures attributing 72% of all runway incursions from fiscal 2003 through 2006 to general aviation aircraft. AOPA's number is 44% involving GA planes, and 92% of those cases classified as less severe, Category C and D incursions. Boyer didn't mince words regarding the FAA's performance in this area. Quote, "The November 2007 Government Accountability Office Aviation Runway and Ramp Safety Report states, FAA's Office of Runway Safety has not carried out its leadership role. The AOPA Air Safety Foundation believes the FAA needs to once again make runway safety a national priority. Long-term sustainable improvements in runway safety require constant, consistent, and continual FAA leadership," unquote. Greg Principato, president of Airports Council International North America, blamed congressional stalling on FAA reauthorization and airport funding for holding back progress on reducing incursions. Quote, "As you may know, many smaller airports work with private contractors for painting, and given the fact that no airport improvement program grants are being approved or distributed, some airports are unable to contract for these services at this time," unquote. Patrick Forey, president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, started off his remarks to the committee with a familiar argument that there are fewer controllers watching planes to prevent incidents due to a hostile work environment created by the FAA. He said NATCA is not alone in deeming this a factor. Quote, "In November, the GAO issued a report that warned of a high risk of a catastrophic runway collision occurring in the United States. In December, the Transportation Department's Inspector General launched an investigation on the role that workplace conditions played in several close calls at FAA facilities in Illinois. And the NTSB recently added runway incursions and incidents caused by air traffic controller fatigue to their 2008 list of most wanted aviation safety improvements," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NTSB says a businesswoman was confused just before her citation went down. Delta officially confirms that merger talks are underway. And a Pennsylvania lawyer's estate is being sued over a plane crash. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Brad Whitsitt, president of X-Wind LLC. Brad has spent 5 years developing a full-motion simulator designed specifically for teaching pilots of single-engine tricycle-gear planes to deal safely with crosswinds during landing. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. That's A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.